By now, you've heard the bad news. Island County Transit will cancel all routes this summer in hopes of bringing fiscal responsibility to the beleaguered service. The five-person transit board making the decision, all of them from Whidbey Island, voted unanimously to bring costs in line by curtailing service here, which purportedly costs twice as much per mile per rider than on Whidbey. When questioned on how they figured was derived, a spokesman said it was obvious since Kameno is twice as far from the county seat as any place is on Whidbey. Truth is, a spokesperson declared, only one of the board has ever been to Kameno. It's too far to hold meetings. Another recommendation by the board was to rename the bus system Whidbey Transit, presumably to reduce confusion over here in Tijuana that bus service might still be countywide. A board member who spoke off the record argued that since most Kameno riders didn't own a vehicle, traffic would not be appreciably impacted. Plus, she added, it should actually decrease slightly with less buses plying the Kameno routes. When asked how those vehicle-less riders would get to their jobs, she said they could always move to Oak Harbor. Rents are cheaper here in town, I've been told. Needless to say, the South End Economic Council refused to take this lying down. Plans are in the works to create a South End shuttle service serving rideless residents. Kind of an Uber bus prototype, Ralph Flatulence, current president of the council, was quoted. Of course, we would probably have trucks and SUVs, not buses. We're still in preliminary planning. Maybe we could share school buses, he said. Be good for the kids to have some extra adult supervision, although I hear rumors that school buses might also be taken out of circulation on Kameno. Stanwood has its own budget problems, same as Whidbey. Or maybe we could just stop sending Kameno kids to school.